A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Would you be the jerk for turning away a new neighbor and their kid? We'll get into that in a bit, but first, am I the jerk for refusing to share food I had ordered for myself? This week, I had a minor examination at a hospital that required me to not eat for 24 hours prior to the test. My appointment was also delayed by 4 hours, so by the time it was done and by the time I got home, it was over 32 to 34 hours since I'd eaten anything. Because of this, I was very hungry and tired, so I decided to order some food. I asked my girlfriend if she wanted anything, but she said no. My girlfriend said she'd rather cook than order out, but I said I'd prefer a takeaway so we can just have separate meals. She said she'd rather we both just cooked, but I again refused and told her I'm ordering myself food. I ordered the food and she decided to not cook and just said she didn't want anything. Once my food came, I was sat eating and she came over and asked if she could have some. I asked if she was serious. I pointed out I asked her multiple times if she wanted anything and she's waited for me to sit and enjoy my food to try and take it. I mentioned that I've ordered exactly what it was because of how hungry I am, but she just said she was hungry too since she hadn't eaten. I mentioned that the only reason she hadn't eaten was because I didn't want to cook for her, and that doesn't mean she can come and take my food instead. I said if she wants something to eat, she can either order herself something or cook it, but I'm not sharing what I ordered. She said I was being too selfish and that I have enough to share, so I should be fine sharing with her. She said she's not asking for much and that I'm being unfair. Am I the jerk for refusing to share the food I ordered? I understand when there's like the common French fry tax going on, but in a situation here where you made it very clear, I'm ordering delivery, do you want anything? And they say no, and they insist on it. They can't be upset when you say, no, this is literally for me. I tried to clear it with you multiple times. And it's also not like this is a cutesy, oh, I just want some of your fries either. It's, hey, I literally haven't eaten. Can I have like probably half the food? Anita Rielefi wrote, you are not the jerk. Your girlfriend, on the other hand, is a lazy jerk. You gave her several opportunities to decide between ordering food like you were or cooking something for herself. She chose the latter and then changed her mind, expecting you to make up for her indecision and unwillingness, i.e. laziness, to cook, as she had originally decided. When you add to this that she knew you were recovering from a procedure in which you had not been able to eat beforehand and were very hungry, that makes her look even worse. The icing on the cake is when she accuses you of being the selfish one. That is a really poor attempt at gaslighting. If this is just one example of selfish, entitled behavior on her part, and there are many more and worse ones, please reevaluate this relationship. Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy getting to decide whether or not all of these people are jerks, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is, am I the jerk because I won't give my brother daycare for $25 a day? I, 33-year-old female, recently divorced mom, operate an in-home daycare with my sister. For the last few weeks, we've been caring for our 10-month-old nephew, our brother's son, with the exception that my brother will eventually start paying us, including back pay. We've cared for my nephew 14 days so far, about 4 to 7 hours per day. My brother wants me to charge only $25 per day, whereas we usually charge $60 per day. When I made a case that $30 per day is reasonable, he responded, one, I am not a client. I am your brother and he is your nephew, first off. When you and ex-husband were considering selling your home, I was going to do 1% commission instead of 3% because you're family, which roughly would have been about an $8,500 pay cut. This was never discussed. Two, I did pay hundreds for a daycare and I have no problem doing it again. The difference is a daycare I know 100% I can always take my son there. With him going to y'all, we have to figure out a solution using leave hours anytime the house is down with sickness or y'all go on vacation. Three, I'm compensating based on the amount of work you have to do for the 3 to 4 hours he is there. Actually, hourly, it's more than compensating. It's not my fault you chose a route where you don't make a lot of money, but that dang sure doesn't make it my responsibility to make up for it. Four, I think your mindset is a little twisted. You have the opportunity to see and build a relationship with your nephew and get paid for it separately, where we don't count toward your attendance. That is either $400 to $450 a month for seeing your nephew, or if you want to be petty, it can easily be zero. 5. Y'all are the ones that said over and over again you wanted to see Nephew more often and wished he would go there. I am not by any means strapped for money where I can easily put him back in daycare full time, but y'all wanted to watch him and I knew it would bring some extra money your way at the same time, so should be a win-win. Where you have it freaked up is you think I need to take him there and you want to talk like he's just another kid or I'm just another client. I'm not the one to be getting in a back and forth with. If you want the money every month to see your nephew, then you need to check yourself, or I'll keep him the rest of this week and he'll have to start somewhere else next week. I'm not here to play you're hurting my feelings games. Let me know, but this isn't a back and forth. I thought it was a good way for him to spend time with his family and to put some money in your pocket. If it's a problem already, just say so and I'll gladly make other arrangements. After that, I responded that I thought his message was entitled and disrespectful, and I think it's best we do not continue a business relationship. My brother says I'm entitled. My mindset is twisted, and I should say less. Am I the jerk? I think the only issue here is you didn't iron out what the back pay was ahead of time, rather than having it pop up and be like a negotiation even. Like if you were going to take them on and they said, oh, I'll definitely start paying you, including back pay. The actual figure probably should have been figured out right in that moment. That said, if he's offering 25 and you say, well, 30 is more reasonable, why are they even arguing all that much about it? Because it's not like it's that big of a jump. For all he's doing and the emotional attempt at extortion, they can go back and find some actual professional services that probably will cost them more. Regal wrote, not the jerk, freaking ignore that entitled brat. Every point he made was garbage. Who cares what he supposedly was going to do when he didn't do it? And if he was going to give you a pay cut, then why not give you a pay raise now? Again, why is he underpaying you for some hypothetical thing that never happened? And by the way, if he paid other daycares hundreds of dollars, he's already getting a discount. How freaking insulting. He's not making up for anything. He's paying the amount everyone else pays. I absolutely hate parents who guilt and gaslight you via your kids. So manipulative. To be honest, the kid's 10 months old. They're not going to remember crap, so don't base your decision on building a relationship with your nephew. Hypocrite. He's the little pee-pee boy who wants special treatment. Tell him to freak off and go change your nephew's diapers himself, along with his own. I don't know why family expects you to pay less compared to strangers. Frankly, you should pay more because it's family and they want to support you. Freak this.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod.
Guy, you should honestly refuse him, and if he comes running back, demand $100+ an hour.
Don't be a doormat and let this guy walk all over you. This next story is, am I the jerk for telling my daughter-in-law that I will not stop coming to my favorite restaurant just because she's embarrassed to be working there? I have a favorite restaurant that I've been going there for years. It has trivia nights often, so I'll go with my friends and have a good time at least once a week. Not to mention that's around a lot of shopping areas, so it's a nice place to stop by to grab takeout or just meet up with people. I love this place. I was surprised to come in this week for trivia night, and my daughter-in-law Maya was working. I played trivia and didn't think much about it. I got a call from her yesterday asking me not to come to the restaurant anymore, that she's doing it for extra money and finds it awkward that I'm there. I told her that I won't stop going to my favorite restaurant just because she got a job there. This started an argument. She thinks I'm a jerk for still wanting to go to the restaurant. I told her I'm still going even if she's embarrassed, that she can ignore me and I'll do the same. She called me a jerk and I'm doubting myself because people in the family are split. Opie's 100% not the jerk, especially because they didn't draw attention to them, right? It's literally not embarrassing for anybody unless you go out of your way to make it embarrassing. If I'm working at a place and I do feel mortified because my parents waltz in or a relative waltz in and they stay there for a while, if I mentioned that to them and they came back to me with, hey listen, anytime we're there, we will just completely ignore you, act like you don't even exist, I think that should be more than perfect. I mean, considering it's your daughter-in-law, it's not like anybody there is going to even understand you two have a connection. Canadian 01 wrote, but this is weird. Are you not close? The way you wrote, I saw Maya working and didn't think much about it. You didn't say hi? You just ignored each other? That's super, super weird. Maya has to be a grown-up though and should have to use her words to say exactly what about you being there makes her uncomfortable. Sounds like an immaturity issue on her side. If she's uncomfortable, she is in the wrong line of work or for the wrong restaurant. Ask the family if any of them would be uncomfortable working as a waitress and a family member comes in. Point this all at Maya and have her explain herself. Also, not like you could action this and not be a jerk, but I'm sure the restaurant would be interested to know one of its staff is asking a loyal customer not to come in anymore. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my sister she either needs to suck it up and go or not go, but our parents will never be disinvited to events? My sister is no contact with our parents. A very long story short, she needed a loan, $50,000, and did a deal with our parents. She then refused to pay it back. Then our parents go into some issues where they needed the money. They sued my sister for the cash and won. She pays back an amount each month to them. She went no contact after that whole situation. Personally, I'm on my parents' side since my sister really screwed them over, and it wouldn't have happened if she tried to pay them back at all. So I'm still in contact with her still, and family events happen all the time. I bought a house and I'm having dinner with all the family. Everyone was invited, including my parents and sister. They were both informed, and my parents had no issue with it. My sister, on the other hand, was ticked. We got in an argument, and she wants them to be uninvited for my events. I had enough and told her she can either suck it up and go, or not go, but our parents will never be uninvited. She called me a jerk and hasn't talked to me since. So, am I the butt in this situation? I don't think Opie's the jerk here because, first of all, none of what went on is in any way related to OP and them seeing their parents or them seeing their sister necessarily. And B, I think just about anybody can see this situation and tell the sister was the one in the wrong who left their parents out all of that money and was never planning on paying them back. Honestly, if the sister is the one insisting the no contact and the parents are still open to any kind of a relationship, that's crazy and the sister is definitely the one just repeatedly in the wrong here. LouisV25 wrote, not the jerk. I think you know your sister was unreasonable in asking for a $50,000 loan she never intended to pay back, unreasonable in expecting a $50,000 gift disguised as a loan, unreasonable when she was sued for the loan she agreed to pay back, unreasonable for going no contact like she's the victim, unreasonable asking you to get involved in her mess and to alienate your parents because of her, and unreasonable for her to expect to dictate your guest list for an event at your home. We can love people, but we can't make them see themselves if they don't want to. She'll have to go it alone or figure out a way to fix it herself. If she's mad, let her stay mad. She seems to only want what she wants. Just remember, she is alienating her family, not the other way around. Our next story is, am I the jerk for saying I don't see why my sister always has to be included, but I don't? Me, 15-year-old female, and my sister, 16-year-old male, are only 11 months apart. But we're really different. She was always the prettier one, the more outgoing and popular one. She was always surrounded by friends and loves all things makeup and fashion. I'm more introverted and shy, and I never really fit the way she did, though I always wanted to have friends. I like video games and baking and reading. I'm not into beauty stuff like she is. I don't really ever wear makeup, so we've never had much in common. I have tried to be close to my sister, but it never worked out. We're just too different. And she resented my attempts for us to be closer. She'd let her friends say mean things about me, like calling me a freak, a weirdo, saying I was lame and dumb. Sometimes they'd be in our house and they'd kick me out of the basement, which is a setup for games and movies and stuff like that. They would tell me that I couldn't hang out with them and they wanted to watch something. My parents would always tell me to find something else to do. And a few times, her friends split up at our house and some were outside and some in the basement, so I really only had my room as a refuge. I told my parents about what the others would say about me, and they really didn't care. I think once they said they would deal with it, but it didn't stop. My parents just let them kick me out of spaces or tell me to stop doing what I was doing so they could do it, and it was never a problem. When I started high school, I finally found a group of friends I fit in with. There's five of us and we're all really close. I even have a boyfriend now, but my sister hates that she's not welcome in with them. And the reason for that is before I was friends with them, she and her friends were really awful to them, and she would mock them or make fun of them for their appearance or for being weird. So none of them like her. My boyfriend is the only one without that history because he moved to town right at the start of high school, so never knew my sister before we got close. When my friends are over, my sister will try to insert herself, and she's tried to do that by making fun of me or pushing me out, but my friends actually like me. The problem is my parents are not okay with my sister being excluded, and they said if I want to hang out with my friends.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We have to be open to her hanging out if she wants. She has more free time now because her friendship group had this big fight, and now there's so many splits and smaller groups and nobody has the time anymore, so she's around more and wants to be involved. I tried to stop inviting my friends over, but if they even came to our neighborhood to hang out, it was a rule my parents put in place. Saturday, I got so frustrated, I told the three of them that I don't see why my sister always has to be included, but I don't. I told them it was clear that she's the favorite, and everyone in the family thinks I'm just some freak who should be alone for the rest of her life. My parents were furious. Am I the jerk? Not only do I think OP's not the jerk, I think they need to keep that energy and not even necessarily make it angry or outburst, but just state the facts. You point out every time when she had friends over or she was doing something and you had an interest in that, you were never allowed to do that. Straight up. Don't have to be loud or upset about it. So now that you turn around and have something interesting or you have friends over, for them to say, oh, she has to be invited and allowed into it. That's not fair, and they need to be able to look at themselves and understand what they did to OP for all those years and how ridiculous it is for them to say that now. Lost All Doubt 86 wrote, not the jerk. Your parents are furious because you called them out for favoritism, and they should be embarrassed. The best solution to your problem here is to pretend your sister does not exist. Invite your friends over. Let her say and do whatever she wants. If she doesn't exist, you can't hear her insults. Get your friends in on it as well. Mean girls only have power when you match insults with insults. This option may get a negative reaction from your parents, so you should let them know ahead of time that you plan to cut your sister out of your life, and no amount of punishment will make you change your mind. She no longer exists to you. She can start existing again when your parents deal with her mean girl behavior. This next story is, am I the jerk for backing out of my friend's wedding when his fiance called me uptight and a pick me? My friend Sam, 28-year-old male, his fiancée Kate, 29-year-old female, and I, 27-year-old female, went to uni together for our masters. Sam and I are both South Asian and from the same community, so I was quite close to him during our early master's years, but then Sam met Kate. and out of respect for their relationship and that Cade was uncomfortable with me, I stepped away and minimized contact. We remained friends and our families are close now. Sam is now engaged to Cade, and he asked me to be by his side and do some of the duties the groom's sister usually does. I said yes, as he doesn't have sisters and his female cousins are very small. South Asian weddings have various such rituals. Cade, for the first time in many years, finally seemed happy in my presence and told me she was glad I was helping at the wedding. One of our uni friends, who's close with Cade, sent me a video that she secretly recorded where Cade was talking about me to her friends, and I was honestly hurt by what she said. She called me an uptight witch and that my husband was only with me because apparently I could be the stable wife with the personality of a stale cardboard. She also told them that I was a pick-me and that I was always trying to get her mother-in-law to purposely not understand her and ruin her relationship with her in-laws. She was saying that she's only keeping me close to keep an eye on me and so that I cannot sabotage her further. For context, her mother-in-law doesn't speak or understand English. She only speaks our mother tongue, so I only speak to her in that language, and Cade has made passive-aggressive comments about it all the time. I didn't say a word all these years to either Sam or his family because I felt it would ruin my relationship with them, and Sam was happy with Cade, so I didn't want to meddle either. I showed the video to my husband, and he was so mad that he was about to go to Sam's house and demand an apology. I was just so sad that I texted Sam that I couldn't be available to participate further in the rituals, and that I was sorry for such short notice, but I think it would be better if we had limited contact for a while. My husband, however, was so mad that he didn't listen to me about letting it go, due to Kate's behavior all these years, and he called Sam and yelled at him and sent him the video, not before blocking him from our phones. Today, Cade called me and asked me to talk to Sam as he was mad at her, and his mom threatened to withdraw her blessing as she now considered Cade a vulgar woman. I told her off, and Sam apologized for all of this and said that he understood if I didn't want to talk to him again. I responded politely, and he hung up. Now, I'm feeling guilty about potentially ruining Sam's wedding and my friendship with him and his family, and I think I could have handled this better. Am I the jerk? I don't think OB did anything wrong here. I mean, their husband was really the true catalyst, and honestly, I don't blame the husband either. I don't even think the husband is the jerk here. Obviously, if you gotta point fingers at somebody, it's going to be the one calling another person an uptight witch behind their back for no reason after already smoldering behind the scenes for years towards this person. TrickParsley3077 wrote, "Not the jerk. Cade has no one to blame for her current situation but herself." I find it interesting that a mutual friend of both you and Cade taped this particular conversation. So, does this mutual friend not like Cade? At least now Sam knows what kind of person Cade is, and can decide whether he wants to spend the rest of his life with someone like her. Nice to see you have a husband who has your back. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my rich classmate not everyone has it financially as good as her? I, 30-year-old female, am in my second year of university. The classmate I called out, Ellen, is a 19-year-old female. I wouldn't call us friends, but we work together a lot because of a big assignment, and I often spend lunchtime with her and the same group of students. Kind of like good colleagues. Ellen's parents own their own supermarket and are quite well off. Think yacht, 2 vacation homes, 4 cars. I know this because Ellen has a habit of bringing up her financial status on a regular basis. At the beginning of the year, it didn't annoy me because it was just casually mentioned, now and then, and she wasn't hurting anyone with it. But as time went on, this changed to her actively trying to turn the conversation towards the topic, often during times where it would be considered tone deaf. For example, another classmate, Elisa, got into a car accident and had to stay in the hospital. As she was sharing her experience during lunch, Ellen said, "Oh, I got into a really bad accident too once on my yacht. I lost my balance and fell backwards. My neck was sore for days." The situation where I called her out was this one. Ellen's best friend, Lydia, had her backpack and laptop stolen and was crying uncontrollable. Ellen gave her a hug and said, "You don't need to cry. You can just buy a new one." Lydia said that she couldn't, to which Ellen replied, "Oh, come on, it's not that expensive. With the software, we need a laptop of 1,200 euros, 1,280 American, should be enough." I replied, "Ellen, not everyone is as financially comfortable as you." Ellen clearly didn't like that. She raised her voice and told me that people only see the money, but they don't see how much effort she's put in to get in. That she works at her parents' supermarket every Sunday and that she deserves every coin she owns. I told her that I didn't mean that she doesn't deserve it, and that it's a good thing that she doesn't have to worry about money, but that she should consider that most of our fellow students have a different situation. It didn't get mentioned anymore, but the overall mood has been quite cold since then, and I'm wondering if maybe I went too far. Both my boyfriend and best friend, both 30s, said that I should have ignored it because 19 is basically still a kid, and it's not my job to teach her empathy. So, am I the jerk? Edit, I noticed that people focused on the age difference a lot, so let me clarify. The group I have lunch with consists of students aged 19 to 36. I don't consider Ellen my friend, but I'm not going to avoid her during lunch simply because of age. At my job, I combine work and uni. We also eat with colleagues together, no matter their ages, and my classmates feel the same for me. I don't think OP's the jerk here because it's not like they're scolding them, it's not like they're attacking them, it wasn't anything personal about Ellen. It was simply pointing out to them, hey, you can't expect people to process emotions the same way as you because they're not in a situation like you would be in. If anything, coming from somebody who's a bit older compared to them like OP is, I disagree with OP's boyfriend wholeheartedly. I don't see it as OP taking it upon themselves to try to teach a 19-year-old empathy, but more of like a reminder of the wider picture and the realization that, yeah, for many people it's not as comfy as your life is. Author 124 wrote, not the jerk, fellow nearly 30-year-old female here. My parents have always been well off, and even at 19, I was hyper aware that not everyone was in the same situation to the point where I tried to avoid talking about how much was available to me as much as possible. Ellen is old enough to learn. As someone who coincidentally also had her laptop and backpack stolen, Ellen is also being insensitive regardless of whether the friend has the ability to buy the laptop. It's an incredibly violating experience, especially if the laptop was owned long enough that there was a lot of personal data on it versus academic work only. Edit, also, it may not be your job to teach Ellen empathy, but if this is how she reacts to being told she's acting privileged, she's going to either quickly learn it on her own or lose all of her healthy friendships. Our next story is, am I the jerk for turning away my new neighbor and her child? I, 26-year-old female, just moved into a new small apartment block 2 weeks ago. Been busy setting up the place, furniture, all of it. The afternoon I moved in, one of my neighbors came up to the steps. Each apartment has a little front area, and mine faces the car park. She introduced herself, single mom with a 4-year-old daughter, and gave me a small succulent to say welcome. I was very appreciative, said thank you, and we spoke for a few minutes. I work 3 days from home, and I'm usually home in the evening after work and at night. This neighbor has started showing up a lot. Can generally hear her approaching with her daughter, and they'll show up with a painting or something the daughter has made to give to me. It is nice, but I do prefer to keep to myself, and often I'm in my baggy tee or not dressed for visitors. I have to kind of make myself presentable in under a minute with no notice. This latest instance, they showed up around 7 p.m. The daughter had made some kind of drawing and wanted to drop it off. I'd had a long day. Was in a giant sweater, looking a mess but insanely comfy. Ice cream on the couch, watching a film. Saw them through the window, had to quickly jump up, put on shorts, and greet them at the door. Said thank you as always. Daughter wanted to come in, see what I was watching. Nothing terrible, just a bit too grown up for a 4-year-old. I politely said, look, thank you, but I'm really not in the mood tonight and could they please leave? My neighbor responded, but she's just a kid, it'll only be a few minutes. She loves making things to show you. And I said, look, I'm child-free by choice. Can you please leave? Thank you and good night. They've not been back since, but left a note in my mailbox explaining I was rude and her daughter was upset, cried, and they'd be open to an apology. I haven't responded, but don't want to apologize. Am I the jerk for turning them away? I don't think OP's the jerk. They never signed up to be aunt neighbor. And even if you were an aunt and the neighbor, showing up unannounced is never a polite thing or acceptable thing to think you can regularly do. I don't care how many macaroni paintings your kids made for the neighbor, it's not okay to just keep showing up unannounced. Bulbazor Ranch wrote, unannounced visitors are the worst, especially when there's no valid reason for the surprise visit. She's just a kid. This means absolutely nothing. I don't care what your age is, I said no. You were neighborly. Good. Great, they don't understand normal social boundaries. I bet this woman is trying to befriend you so she has an easy, oops, I have an emergency, could you watch my child, friend in the building. Our next story is, am I the jerk for calling my parents' plan stupid? I, 17-year-old male, have a sister, 1 month away from 15, who recently had three of her good friends die. She was very energetic and, to be honest, rather girly before that. Now she's stopped styling her hair, something she spent a lot of time and effort doing once. She does the bare minimum bathing and grooming and wears the same few hoodies and sweatpants. More strangely, she's been going at cardboard boxes with a knife until they look like the product of an angry animal. She's also been drawing herself, hanging out and doing activities with these two characters I've never heard of, Sunny from Amori and Chris from Deltarune. If anyone has knowledge, appreciated. Our parents want to incentivize her to go back to her old self. They talked about removing the non-pink and white girl stuff from her closet while she's showering and redecorating her room while she's at cheer practice, which they haven't let her quit after she asked, to try and get her into the correct headspace. I straight up laughed and called that the dumbest idea I ever heard. They ignored me at first, but I continued and said that I will not let them live their failure down. They said if they wanted my thoughts, they'd ask. Things got heated, and I said that with them, there's no wonder she's miserable. They've begun to give me the silent treatment. Am I the jerk? I think OP's really not the jerk here. I think their idea is pitiful. You want to get good with your kid, or you want to help them have a healthier mindset? Raiding their wardrobe and removing a lot of things that they like to wear or are comfortable wearing? Yeah, that's really going to make your kid do a 180. You know, when I'm having a bad day, I just put on a white or pink shirt. My entire mood changes. Shoot, I can almost feel the rainbows practically shooting out of my eyeballs. What magic potion do they think that is? Strangely enough, wrote, what she needs is grief counseling with a therapist. But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy Am I the Jerk Here story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.